Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Devens. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Charlie Devens. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Gaston moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Devens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Devens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Lazzari for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Devens covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens is 0 for 1 in the game. Devens strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey fires to third and picks off Appling. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gaston hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens is 0 for 2 in the game. Devens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling takes first base on ball 4. Herb Pennock now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Berry is walked intentionally. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Crosetti moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Combs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 4 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Simmons is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to second. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Kress moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Lou Fonseca. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Hayes scores. Jones moves to third. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas is walked intentionally. Swanson moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-5 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Red Faber now pitching. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-0 in the game. Pennock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Combs steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game, with two walks. Appling bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress is walked intentionally. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is walked intentionally. Hayes moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Swanson strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-6 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazare hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Dickey bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti takes first base on ball four. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pennock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-5 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Pennock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Swanson is walked intentionally. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-7 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kress is walked intentionally. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pennock bunts for an out with unknown description. Crosetti moves to second. 2 outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Swanson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-6 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.